Tennel Ka's voice was groggy but firm. Do as Jason commands. Jason was already immersing himself in the Force, allowing it to flow through him as fast as his body would allow. Small pieces of Plasrock began to rain from the ceiling. DD-11A raised her arm and began to spray flame into the holes, but openings were appearing faster than even a droid could target. Still, DD-11A did not move to obey. "Now, honey girl," Tennel Ka snapped. DD-11A's head swiveled around.
"Override command accepted."
The droid stepped into the sagging circle Jason had cut in the floor. The flap gave way beneath her weight and folded down, and she crashed into the room below. Jason exhaled in relief, then glanced over his shoulder and touched the corner behind them, forming a complete sensory image of how the walls looked and smelled and felt, even of the nearly inaudible sounds coming from the pipes and ducts concealed inside, then looked forward again and quickly expanded the image into the Force. The baby continued to cry. Tennel Ka started to open one of her nursing flaps, hoping to silence the child by feeding her, but Jason stopped her. He needed that crying. Instead of allowing the Force to flow through his body, he began to use his fear and anger to consciously pull it through. His skin began to nettle and his head to ache, and still he continued to draw the Force, catching his daughter's wailing voice in the stillness of its depths, sending the sound streaming down through the floor after DD-11A, not allowing it to return to the surface until it had overtaken the metallic clank of the droid's receding footsteps. He was almost too late. The fire retardant had barely started to drip from the holes DD-11A had left in the ceiling. Clouds of tiny blue-black killiks began to drop into the room on their droning wings. They were much smaller than the assassin bugs that had attacked Mara and Saba the year before, only a little larger than Jason's thumb. But they had the same bristly antennae and black bulbous eyes, and they all had long, venom-dripping proboscises protruding between a pair of sharply curved mandibles.